outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, November 23rd.
Good morning.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I am. I'm so excited for some turkey.
I know. And it feels like a holiday, doesn't it?
Hell no, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
No, I can't get used to it. This is my second Thanksgiving in LA and it's just, it's not the same.
Really?
There are palm trees outside. It just naturally doesn't feel right.
Yeah, well, but you know, in your mind, you can feel that it's a holiday, you know?
No, not really. No, of course. Of course. I'm very excited for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, beautiful it's a beautiful holiday. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
we won't be here tomorrow then, right?
No, we won't be here tomorrow.
Sadly.
Yeah, everybody's going to be busy.
I'll be doing some soup kitchen work then. Fun,
yeah.
Fun.
Do you want to, are you going to volunteer or anything?
I always do.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Just
wow.
For like a few hours, I'll stop by. Well, first of all, I'm involved quite a bit because I collect stuff. They give out gift bags at different homeless shelters. So I've been collecting for the last month.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday was the last day that I collected from people, and then I dropped it all off. So I don't really help make the bags.
Right.
I just, you know, here's a bunch of shit, you know.
Right.
Awesome shit that they'll appreciate.
Yeah.
And let them do their thing.
And how do you collect it?
What do you mean? I mean, I have drop-off places where people can drop it off. Otherwise, if it's just somebody I personally know, it's an excuse to meet up for coffee and see them for a little bit.
Right.
As well as do something that's, you know, nice for, you know, people that are less fortunate.
Yeah. Well, you should have promoted it on the show, for crying out loud.
Well, I did a few times. I did. Now I'm going to feel bad. I promoted it on Facebook quite a bit.
No, I know. It's just me. I don't remember shit.
Yeah, I had quite a people donate this year, so thank you everyone that, you know, has, you know, given something.
That's very nice.
Sweet.
You know, I feel bad for the people that can't celebrate a holiday normally.
I do the same thing for Christmas, so I'll promote more for Christmas time. But, you know, it's weird. I mean, I like to help out as much as I can, but I also think, you know, is this little gift bag that's going to, you know, be a toothbrush and deodorant, is it really doing, I mean, is it doing that much for them? You know, it's not really
That's true, that but anything helpful. Is better than nothing, I would suppose.
True.
You know? And it probably helps their psyche, too, knowing that people are helping them and, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever helped out at a soup kitchen?
Never have.
Oh,
no.
It's, you know, it's so...
I'm too selfish. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
It's bittersweet. I think everyone should do it.
Yeah, definitely.
You have to get involved. I mean, it's not easy, though. It's not. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people want to help, especially on Thanksgiving Day. There's usually a waiting list. You have to sign up a year before.
Really?
For Thanksgiving,
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but it's so sad. I mean, I used to do this when I was a little kid, too, because it was considered community service. And, you know, kids in school, you have to have a certain amount of community service, at least where I grew up, to graduate high school.
Oh, really?
So I would do that. Yeah, I'd go to the soup kitchen and, you know, serve. But it's really sad because, you know, I mean, it smells and you feel bad. You just feel bad. You're talking to them and it's just, you want to all live with me?
No. Yeah, I know. Some people find it uplifting. You know, I find it depressing to have to deal with that.
It's both.
I guess if you help, then you can feel pretty good about yourself, you know.
Right.
And there's a lot of homeless people. When we were downtown with the station, I'd walk past them every day, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, giving them something and talking to them sometimes and that. And it's very interesting to hear about their lives, you know.
It is. You'd be surprised. They all have, I mean, we all have a story to tell, you know, especially them.
Yeah.
Very interesting stories.
I know.
Speaking of which, though, I feel so guilty. Last night, this is going to sound awful, everyone, but when I took a shower, I thought of you.
Because, oh, the water? Wasted, yeah, the water?
Yeah, because you said, you know, how you, like, take very quick showers. Yeah. And I'm thinking, you know, usually I do. But last night was, I felt so guilty taking my 40-minute shower.
40 like, minutes?
Yeah, I thought, oh, Sam would not be proud of me.
You could probably wash 10 cars.
I timed it. Oh, my gosh. No. It takes me at least 30 minutes to wash my car.
Wow.
That's that bad? Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say, oh, that's not that bad, Stephanie.
40 minutes? That's a long friggin' time. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. I feel horrible.
What do you have to do there? I mean, what? You just stand there for 40 minutes?
Pretty much.
I mean, yeah. You know, you shampoo, you soap yourself, and then what?
I mean, I wash my hair. I soak it. I like to really... I mean, I really cleanse everything.
That's right. You said you shave your legs.
Yeah, I mean, well,
like that.
Yeah, girls have to shave their legs. And that takes, you know, time, unless you're going to cut yourself a million times, which I'm notorious. I mean, I have so many scars. I have to be careful.
Really?
Yeah, from cutting myself shaving.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah, I like to just relax. I mean, I just chill out in the hot water, you know, it's pouring.
It sounds more like, I mean, why wouldn't you have a bath then, you know? I mean,
like baths.
You don't like baths?
No, I don't. Oh. I don't know why.
Okay.
No reason in particular.
All right. Well, when
I mean, I love like a jacuzzi though, but you have to be with somebody else, like alone in the jacuzzi.
Yeah,
no.
That's true. Yeah. But okay, so well, if we have a drought, we'll know who to blame.
Yeah, it's all my fault. I deserve a nice long shower once in a blue moon.
Just imagine how many people actually take showers that long. You know,
all
that's
the time.
A lot of water.
I know.
Yeah.
It is.
But you know, I mean, water is. Yeah. Water is endless, except that we don't get a lot of it here.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, hey, Thanksgiving's tomorrow. You know, I am thankful for my long-ass hot shower.
Exactly. What do you care, you know? I mean, that's just my thought. I don't sit around and judge people for how long the shower they take, you know?
I know. But it is pretty bad, you know?
Yeah. But that's okay, as long as you're clean. And
once in a blue moon, it's okay. Are yours literally like 5 minutes? I mean, do you time it?
No,
I
think it takes 10.
Okay.
Yeah. 10,
right.
15 sometimes if I really can't get out of the warm water, you know.
Yeah.
Just I have to stay there for a few minutes.
I got you.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? You know, we've got so many people here. I'm sure people do all kinds of crazy shit.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Have you seen the movie The Descendants yet?
No, I've heard so many good things about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know... I mean, it was a good movie, but I went into it thinking this was like more of an uplifting, happy movie. Now.
Oh, did it start already? Like yesterday or something?
Oh, yeah. It's out. I mean, I saw it over the weekend.
Oh, over the weekend. Right. Mm-hmm. It came out on Friday. Sorry.
So George Clooney's in it, and I'm thinking, oh, it's going to be good, you know. And, you know, it was a good movie, but, oh, my God, I cried for 2 hours straight.
Really?
Yeah, it was so sad.
Wow.
And, you know, I wasn't impressed with George Clooney's performance in this. You know, he was fine. He was mediocre throughout the whole movie. And then, you know, there's one scene that, oh, finally, okay, I see some emotion from you.
Yeah.
But I think that may have been his character, too. You'll see. It's a really fucked up family.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, you know?
Yeah.
So what happens? Like, the mother gets sick, and then he has to learn how to deal with the kids? And.
Well, basically, the mother ends up getting in a coma after a big accident surfing.
Mm-hmm.
Or not surfing, but wakeboarding, whatever you call that. Water skiing.
Right.
And then he's left kind of taking care of the kids after never really doing it.
Right.
Meanwhile, the kids are they're very dysfunctional. Of course,
really?
To the fault of their parents.
Right.
You know? I mean, one of them's in like boarding school and the other one's so young and just, but cussing and getting into trouble all the time. I don't want to spoil all of it, but then, you know, he finds out that his wife was, you know, unfaithful and going to like.
Wow.
Not even stay with him.
Yeah.
So then he goes through the journey of finding this guy, and it's a good movie. I mean, it's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah.
Be prepared to tear up.
Wow.
I, you know, got invited by a friend thinking, oh, this is going to be a good movie. Didn't even ever see the preview, and I was bawling my ass off for
really?
2 hours. Yeah. So sad.
Oh, wow. But that's good. It means it's a good movie. It can move you.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it moved me too much, though. Too much.
So you get
only
pretty...
when you're prepared for that stuff. I love this. I love movies like this that are dramatic and crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to know what you're getting into. I was expecting a funny movie.
Oh, really?
I was going into this thinking, oh, it's gonna be just a fun, cool, family-oriented movie.
Right.
You know, meanwhile it's like super depressing, and I walked out crying. And
this takes place in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
At least the well, I'm sure at least
it does,
the scenery
yeah.
is nice.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah. Visually, it's gorgeous.
Have you been to Hawaii before?
I actually have not. No, I've never been. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Have you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, several times.
Really?
I'd love to go there now. I haven't been there in years. But
yeah,
it's beautiful there.
To.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what island you go to. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. You
I
know?
Bet.
And if I have to go to a tropical place, that's where I'll go. It's still America there. You know, I don't
right.
have to deal with third world countries and poverty and all this shit. You know,
right.
I mean, my first honeymoon, we went to Jamaica.
Ooh, that's
and,
cool.
Yeah, it sounded good, right? Until we got there. And the and then we have to take a bus like to the resort.
Oh, no.
So this guy is driving like a maniac in this bus. And then we go through all these poor towns and villages. And by the time you get to your resort, you're so fucking depressed. You're like, why did I come here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so I don't know about going to other countries except, I mean, I love traveling. Don't get me wrong. But I like modern countries, you know. So if I want to go to the tropics, Hawaii is a good answer for me. You know,
okay, that's good to know. Yeah, I had a friend that went to school in Hawaii 4 years.
Really?
I had a chance to visit her, and you know, never did. But other than her, like now she's no longer there, and I don't know anybody personally in Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, you don't need to. Just go with someone as a tourist.
But I always like that.
Yeah.
I guess I could go with somebody that's been there a few times.
Yeah.
Because I like to go with somebody already having experience, so I know what to do.
Right.
You know, I want to get the best of the trip.
Right.
If it's just me and a friend that's never been, we have no idea where to go and what to do. And I'm too lazy to do the research.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm just not used to planning vacations.
Yeah.
I'm used to them being planned for me, and I just kind of go along with it.
Yeah. What about a cruise? Have you been on a cruise yet?
Yes, I have, but none that were, like, they were all very mediocre cruises,
really?
You know, or, you know, a few days, and it's been a long time, honestly.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy that I could say, oh, my God, that was an amazing experience.
Yeah.
Plus, I get a little sick.
Do you really?
Yeah, so they're not for
That's
me.
It's not fun, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I'm on the Titanic.
But cruises are a lot of fun, you know? I mean, if you can handle a lot of food and... Mm-hmm. And people around you all the time.
I know. You will gain like 20 pounds on a cruise.
Easily. You can
easily.
I mean, there's food, free food everywhere, you know, everywhere you go.
And you have to, like, that's part of it. You have to eat it. You know, you're wasting your time going on a cruise and not eating this food.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had an uncle, one of my uncles, he went on a cruise for his honeymoon, and like literally they gained, both of them gained like 20 pounds.
Really?
But they starved themselves before going, you know, so that they, because they knew it was going to happen.
Starved themselves. Yeah, that's a good way to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Great strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you eat a lot over the holidays or do you eat normal?
Normal. I mean, I definitely probably have a few more pieces of chocolate or, you know, than usual. But I do my best to watch it, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, also holidays are the time to, you know, splurge a little bit. So you have to enjoy. I mean, I enjoy any food that I eat.
Yeah.
But it is there has been research that people like during the weight that people gain during the holidays, you know, they always say, I'll just, you know, in January, I'll just diet hardcore.
Yeah.
No, that weight almost always, like 90% of the time, stays with these people.
Stays, huh?
So you have to be careful, with your holiday weight.
I know. Some people have no control. And talking about holiday food, I wanted to bring this up is that, you know, some people like to give food to their dogs and stuff, you know, or like you have guests coming over and they feed the dog because the dog is like looking pathetic there and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're saying you really should stay away from that and don't feed your dogs holiday food at all. They're saying that...
That's so hard.
I know.
I always do it wherever I am. I'm horrible.
I know, because they beg.
They're always dogs. They're not my dogs.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but don't ever feed your dog chocolate. They'll die from chocolate.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Or get sick or whatever.
Yeah.
What is that?
I guess. Well, they say that pets get used to absorbing a certain amount of fat, also carbohydrates and protein, so their diet can be thrown out of balance when you feed them people food, you know, because they can't handle the rich food that we eat.
I see.
Yeah. So you want to be careful because otherwise you're going to have a dog with diarrhea or...
And they'll be super fat.
Yeah.
My great aunt had a dog. And I mean, this cat or dog, she would feed the dog, you know, I mean, all this dog ate was real people food.
Really?
The dog never ate dog food.
Wow.
So this dog was huge. huge. Rusty. He's so cute. But he's no longer with her. He's with his real owners, which is her son and her son's wife, daughter-in-law, I guess. But so the Rusty's lost quite a bit of weight now. But, oh, my God, he was huge.
Yeah. I know, and it's funny because dogs all act the same around the dinner table, you know? They're all the same. They just come there, walk around you, sit next to you with that sad face.
Well, you know what I usually just feed them, like, some meat. And meat can't be that bad for them. I mean, meat is meat. Chicken or beef, whatever it is, right?
Yeah, just a little bit maybe. Because don't forget we put spices and things like that in there.
That's true. Grease and all that crap.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been horrible. I told you, like, I've been, like, on a bit of a, not, I mean, a diet, like, just to be healthy and to get tone, working out and eating healthy. But whenever I go to a friend's house and they've cooked me something, and they get so insulted, it's horrible. But, like, one person made, you know, some tilapia, and it was so yummy, but it looked like it was swimming in butter. So I took the tilapia and I put it under the sink, and I'm like just washing off my tilapia, God. You know, my fish. I'm literally just draining out all everything and squeezing them.
Wow.
And they were so mad. They're like, it is low fat. It is low fat margarine. You're not going to get fat from that.
Yeah.
I thought, just, you know what? Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this is what I'm doing just for a few months to get back on track.
Yeah.
Let me do what I do.
Well, that's good because you're giving up on the flavor, you know, to eat healthy. That's pretty
good. Always liked bland stuff, though. That's the funny thing.
Really?
Like, if I were to cook, which I rarely do, mm-hmm. I never put anything on my stuff. Like, I never put any butter. I mean, maybe a little garlic salt on something, depending on what it is, but I don't really cook.
So you don't flavor the food, huh?
Not much, not at all, really. Yeah.
Wow.
Or have a little sauce, but it's, or, you know, like, spicy brown mustard's awesome.
Yeah.
And that saves you from, like, all the barbecue sauce or any gravies, all this stuff that has so many calories and extra carbs in it.
Yeah.
You put a little, like, spicy brown mustard on it, it's perfect.
So you don't eat a lot of ethnic food and stuff, right? Which is very spicy and...
Well, I don't cook, first of all. And the friends that, people that I know that cook don't really cook ethnic food. And
right. No, I mean, when you eat out or,
I love it when I eat out, but that's on a rare occasion, you know.
Yeah.
I love Indian, I love Thai. Sushi's my absolute favorite because, you know, it's more healthy, obviously.
Right.
Raw
but
fish.
Sushi's rather bland, right?
Depending on, I guess it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends on what you get. I mean, most of my friends can't stand that I say I love sushi because they say, you don't even eat actual sushi. Because I usually, when I go for sushi, I don't even get the raw fish.
Yeah.
I get, like, these rolls that have, like, baked, like, shrimp tempura.
Right.
Baked salmon roll, but it has all kinds of cool stuff in it, like avocado and, like, a little
sauce.
I know.
And it looks good.
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
They're not as healthy, but I'm like, screw it. It's sushi. Sushi's sushi.
Yeah, exactly.
Healthy.
You're right.
Although the raw stuff is not as bad as I thought. Like, for me, like, looking at it, it gave me shivers.
Yeah.
But someone forced me to try it, and it's not as bad, but holy crap, if you're not used to it, it comes out the other end, like, within 5 seconds.
Really?
Sorry if I'm getting graphic, Oh, my God, the most embarrassing story. This was with a really cute guy a while ago. This is a long time ago. Took me out on a date. This was my first time ever having sushi.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I told, you know, I'm like, I don't know what to get. So you just, you know, pick your favorite things because, obviously, if you love them, I'm sure I'll like them. This was a long time ago. Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, so, you know, he gets the things. I'm eating. You know, they're great. We eat. Then we go back to his place, watch a few movies, and, oh, my God, my stomach is turning.
Wow.
Turning beyond turning. And I'm like, this guy barely knows me. You know, it's the first date, and I've got to, like, take a shit. This is so gross.
Wow.
Is that disgusting or what? This is not feminine at all.
No.
Any guy listening to this is going to look at me in a different way. Anyway, I had to go to the bathroom, and, you know, I just had to let it out. It was horrible because I never at that time had it. And when your body's not used to something.
Yeah.
You know, you explode a bit. I mean, I did at least. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's not just normal shit, right?
Right. Oh, it was really bad.
Wow, it is embarrassing, you know?
Yeah. I was horrified.
Yeah.
I was so
embarrassed. I know. I would probably just have said, you know, I need to go home. And,
oh, my God.
But then you can't really wait to get to a bathroom. Oh, you were watching a movie?
Yeah, we were at his place watching a movie after the food.
Whoa.
Oh, man, I'm so embarrassed.
Did he say anything?
Talk about disgusting. He didn't say anything, but you know, I felt so insecure after that. I'm like, all right, I should just go now. Can I just go now? There's no point in continuing this. I'm never going to see you again.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's funny
Which
stuff.
I did, but it was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
We no longer talk. And I will always blame it on that.
Yeah, I guess.
Fucking sushi.
I know. I don't know. I have some... When I look at it, I'm thinking the texture... It's probably, like, really weird, you know?
You're talking about the raw fish,
the raw fish, right.
You'd be surprised. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's very... It's just, like, I don't know. To me, it's just pointless because, like, there's not much to it. It is very bland. Mm-hmm. But the friend that I was having with the other day was, you know, he's like, well, when you get a little older, because he's a little older, your taste buds kind of change. Like, I like all the funky stuff. I like the more things in this, you know, stuffed in something, the better for me.
Yeah.
He's like, he likes the simple and that, you know. And
yeah.
I don't know. I guess it just, it's an acquired taste.
Yeah.
I definitely would never order it if I was just going to get sushi alone. I mean, it would not be my pick.
Yeah.
But if I'm with somebody and they get, you know, I'll have one.
Yeah, you'll try it and see.
Yeah. I mean, now my body's a little more used to it.
Yeah.
That first time, holy. That's my advice to anyone listening. If you've never had sushi, don't start on a first date, okay? Just do not.
Maybe not even at a restaurant, you know, even at home.
That's with any kind of food. If you have never had, like, Thai or Indian, your first date with somebody should never be something you've never had because your stomach, I mean, your body will react to it differently.
Yeah, and you might get a surprise.
You will get a surprise. You will.
Oh, man.
Anyway,
so I guess Justin Bieber decided that he was going to take the paternity test.
Yes.
And he did.
Right.
And
are
so
the
now,
results back yet or we're still waiting?
No, I don't think so. I think we're waiting for them. So, yeah, I guess he's 17, huh? I thought he was 18, but he's still 17.
He's 17, his girlfriend's 19, Selena Gomez.
Oh, so he's with her, right?
Yeah.
I guess the other girl that he, he's
with
her.
Oh, they've been together for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who do you think he was with?
No. I mean, I've heard of Selena Gomez and that they're together, but I'm thinking of the girl that he, that says that got pregnant from him. And she's also 19, 20, you know?
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't even know if they actually ever even met.
Yeah.
You know, like, it could be truly a total
I know.
Lie.
This is like, I can't wait to find out for the results, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be... I mean, I would shit my pants if it came back that he was the father.
Really?
I highly doubt it.
Why?
I highly doubt it. I don't even think they've ever crossed paths. I think this is a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Well, you never know, yeah. I mean, you know, you become a rock star and shit, you know, and all these temptations, you know. I mean, if I were him, I was backstage and this chick, you know, was just available. Yeah, you know?
I guess. But it just doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I have a lot of musician friends and you're never completely alone, you know? I mean...
Yeah.
Especially after a concert and at his age still, you know, I mean, he's got people all over the place with him.
Yeah, well, you never know, you know,
yeah,
maybe he went
true.
To, yeah, because they
but
said,
if you're a band,
she said
a band.
They had it, they had sex in the bathroom, so who
oh
knows?
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out very soon.
I guess, yeah.
It's so funny, though, I always see all these pictures of him and Selena Gomez, you know, and they're just madly in love, but it's like, I don't know. I just feel like you're 17. You're 19. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's puppy love, you know?
Yeah. Puppy love. We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah.
And he's not, you know, he's really not that cute, in my opinion, at all, actually.
Yeah. He's too cute, don't you think? I mean, he's just, like, pretty,
no.
You know? He looks like a girl.
I don't know. I just think he's, I don't know. We'll see when he gets older. I'm curious to see what he looks like, because he doesn't strike me as somebody that will be very attractive.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever, he's talented, he's rich. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's good enough.
Are you hearing that Chris Humphries, you know, what's her name? I can't, oh my God. Kim Kardashian's current, you know, soon to be ex-husband now.
Right.
They're saying that he's is the husband from hell.
Yeah.
And now, you know, they were trying to keep everything a secret and private, but now things are coming out. And basically, he's 26-year-old baseball player is being called husband of hell. Insiders are telling the magazine that he was downright cruel to his 31-year-old bride, that he belittled her in front of people. He'd call her stupid. What else? He tried to control Kim by bringing her down. He would say truly terrible things. One time he said she had no talent and that her fame wouldn't last.
Really?
But here's the thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
We all have rough patches in our dating, but, you know, you marry, so when you're marrying someone, you know, this is not somebody you met yesterday.
Right.
So if he was obviously, he didn't just all of a sudden overnight, you know, you get married overnight, he's starting to say these terrible things.
Yeah.
He was saying these before you got married. Why would you get married, you know?
Yeah.
Why would you even get married?
Yeah, who knows? But I'm sure a lot of it is rumors. Yesterday, I guess, this guy came out who was, I don't know if he was a publicist for Kim Kardashian or whatever, but he worked with her, and he claimed that everything was staged, everything was planned. She wanted to get married to improve the ratings of her show. So, you know, you never know. But I guess she's now suing him for defamation.
Really?
Yeah. So go figure, you know, I mean, people say all kinds of shit, you know?
Yeah, it's true, it's true. God only knows what's really, you know, true
yeah.
or what's fake and lies.
Yeah.
I'm sure most of it's a lie, but hey, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, it's entertainment.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's it. Now,
oh, what's next?
Dancing with the Stars, you don't watch that, right?
I don't really, no.
Yeah.
I can't get it. Only because they drag this stuff out so long. It's like,
yeah,
you can squeeze
true.
All this in 40 minutes, and it's like a three-hour show. Ridiculous.
Yeah. I never really watch it, but I guess there was a winner last night.
Okay, who was it?
J.R. Martinez. And I never knew him before. I don't know who he is, but they're saying that he served in Iraq. And, yeah, he suffered severe burns to more than 40% of his body while
Holy
on duty.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So.
Well, I have noticed that Dancing with the Stars is, you know, when it first started, it was mainly like actor celebrities. Actors are, you know, music artists. But now they're actually picking, you know, like heroes in a way. Like just people that are very successful in all kinds of different careers.
Yeah.
You know, like Steve Jobs could have been one of, you know that's the kind of guy they would bring on.
Yeah. Like he would do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm reading this book right now, and it's just a fascinating read. I mean, the guy was, I mean, we've turned him into a god for all the things he's done and the product and the coolness of it all. But he was not a very nice man, you know?
Really?
I mean, yeah, he was very mean to a lot of people. He was very demanding. He would talk down to people. He had what people called the reality distortion field.
Who wrote this, though? Who wrote this book?
This guy was written by a book that actually interviewed Steve Jobs. You know, it's not like an unauthorized biography.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here he talked to him, but he also talked to a lot of other people. But this guy is, you know, I mean, he's written, he's pretty reliable, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, you know, he...
How does that work, though? Wouldn't he need permission from Steve Jobs to write a book?
No, there's a lot of what they call unauthorized biography, and, you know, that's when you don't have the blessing of the person.
Oh, wow.
But you can still do it. I mean, you ask people that know them.
So I could technically write a book about you.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, my God, this... I mean, but it could all be false, and I could still...
Well, you know, I mean, if... Yeah.
But you could sue, technically.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah, but a lot of it is hearsay, you know, because you're telling what other people have told you.
Right.
So, you know, this book is also about that. But I think that's a good thing because, you know, not only do you get the, you know, when you have an autobiography, that's from the point of view of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're not going to tell you everything. I mean, if Steve Jobs wrote the book, he would not have written how
mean
he was and, you know, and that sort of thing and hurt people's feelings. But
that's what makes something interesting. I mean, first of all, nobody's perfect. We all have rough patches. I mean, we all have things that are not so great about us.
Right.
You know, I
yeah.
mean, it's just true. So whether it's, you know, treating your employees not the best, which, you know, most successful people that I know, I would say the same thing about them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Especially that guy I dated that owned the makeup company.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, for somebody who's so wealthy, he's like, paying his employees, you know, minimum wage. They're uh-huh. working full time. They have to have second jobs in the evening. I'll never forget. We went out to dinner once, and one of the girls that works for him, you know, is working in the evening too because her full time job with him, and he meanwhile has five cars,
wow.
you know,
yeah.
and a nice house.
Yeah.
You know, is not enough money for her to pay rent.
Right.
It's just pathetic.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I always
write a
say,
book
you
about
know,
him.
If you're not happy about it, get another job. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Why do you even have that? But who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe she never green card. I don't know what. You never know.
Yeah. So, well, yeah.
But you know, still, I mean, it's, you know, more, I don't know. For me, it's more of like, I couldn't date somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's so wealthy and treats his employees.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, he would just, you know, people would work hard on things and then they would show it to him and he'd just say, this is a piece of shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't a great father either. You know, he was in denial about when his daughter was born. And he even denied that it was his daughter, you know.
Wow, but, that's yeah, crazy. Yeah.
I know. But then he remarried and had three kids and tried to sort of make up for that. But he claims that he wanted the book written about him. First, he said he told the writer he would never read the book. You know, he doesn't
really
want to read it.
Okay.
But he's doing this so his kids will understand him.
Hmm.
Yeah. And where he came from and what motivated him and things like that. You know, because I guess he could never really relate to them in that mm-hmm. way.
Huh. Very interesting. I mean, we've all got a story to tell. It's funny.
Yeah. But it's a fascinating story. Let me tell you, man. I can't put it down, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you like, how far are you into it?
Halfway through.
Okay.
So it's like 300 pages.
Hurry up
into
so
it.
We can, no.
Yeah.
I want to hear how this ends.
I know.
Well, it ends with him dying.
Well, yeah. It ends with the iPhones and the iPads and all that mm-hmm. stuff, you know. His,
you know,
big
it's just,
legacy.
It's crazy though. Anytime I'm, you know, in any shopping area and I see an Apple store, the Apple store, it's just got lines, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, lines out the door, people just waiting to see the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy to me. I can't think of any other store or product or item that's ever had that much popularity.
Yeah. Well, they did. I mean, you know, when the PlayStation came out, the Wii, mm-hmm. you know, these video game machines, people were standing in line. There were, you know, there were all those Elmo dolls and shit like that, you know, when, way back when.
Oh, God.
So
the
there's
Elmo
always
dolls.
Like a craze, you know.
That's
but,
true.
But at the same time, I mean, you're right. Like in modern times, like right now, this is probably the only place where people stand in line to buy something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you.
And like the Elmo stuff, that's totally different because that's like, you know, around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And it's only for a 2-week period and people are fighting for this one toy because their kids are demanding it, you know. But like Apple is something that, I mean, obviously like teenagers are like dying for all these products too.
Right.
But adults, I mean, all generations for the most part, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's just, it's huge.
Yeah. And, you know, but he was an excellent designer, businessman, you know, he made sure that even the parts you can't see inside the computer were perfect, you know, and he insisted on that.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave people like tasks that seemed impossible and he made it possible.
Yeah. Well, that's the only way to, you know, that's the only way to do something that's so amazing. I mean, heroic. I don't. We had this conversation. You didn't consider him a hero, but but it ended with he's a hero. Right?
Yeah.
We decided. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know the concept of 6 degrees of separation, right?
Yes.
And that means that you're always within 6 people of meeting anyone in the world. So they're saying on Facebook it's now 4.7 instead of 6. So it's like in just a little over 4 people you can be connected to anybody in the world. And that's amazing,
crazy.
You know, because they're saying like...
That makes complete sense. I'm surprised it's not even like literally half, 3 times now just because of how much Facebook opens, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're saying here that even the most distant Facebook user in the Siberian tundra or the Peruvian rainforest, a friend of your friend probably knows a friend of their friend.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's hard to imagine. You
but you know,
know
but the one thing that I will complain about, and I don't understand why Facebook does this, but you know, when you have your Facebook profiles, not the pages that are like where people can become fans, but your actual Facebook page, you can only have up to 5,000 friends.
Right.
You can't have more than that. And that makes me mad. I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, I think I realize why they did this is because, you know, they figure if it's more than 5,000, they're probably fans of yours, then have a fan page, you know, because nobody really has 5,000 friends.
I suppose.
You know?
And they did open the whole subscribing thing now, that, like, subscribers option.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but still, I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, nobody has 5,000 friends, you know.
That's not true, I do.
No, you don't. I bet you don't know any of them.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. Thanks,
not any
Sam.
Of them.
Thanks.
Not any of them, but
no,
most
no.
Of them.
Here's the thing. You're right. I mean, they're absolutely not all my friends.
Right.
But, I mean, I cross paths with a shitload of people just from, I mean, even like this kind of thing, radio
right.
or all these interviews. Red
but
cards.
You see them one time and then
right.
you're their friend. But it's
but
not
I
really...
like to keep in touch with those people in some way or another. You know,
yeah.
like, so Facebook's the perfect way for that. But at the same time,
true.
you still are, you know, we're restricted with how many friends we can
have. Right. Okay.
So
well, we'll arrange
I mean.
For you
like,
to
yeah,
have 10,000.
No, it should be unlimited. Unlimited.
Yeah. Well, but they do give you the option, you know. But I think if you're successful with the fan page, then you do it pretty well, you know.
That's
because
the thing, though. A lot of people, if you meet them professionally, like if I interview somebody else.
Right.
I first of all, I don't like becoming fans of all these stupid pages.
Yeah.
The fan pages, to me, it's you know, it's
right.
less personal.
It
you
is.
Can't really contact that. It's just not the same. And same with people that have, you know, I've interviewed. Like, they don't want to become my fan on my fan. You know, they want, if yeah. they're going to be in touch, they want to be a friend on my actual profile.
That's true.
It's just different.
Yeah.
And subscribing's not cool for them. You know what I mean? It's just
yeah.
like, I don't subscribe.
Subscribing is more like Twitter, right?
I don't
where
even
you
know.
People.
I haven't subscribed to anyone's.
Yeah,
I don't
you just follow
to...
people. That,
so
that
gay.
Okay.
But at the same time, I don't mind people subscribing to me.
Yeah, well.
Subscribe all you want. So.
Yeah. Well, so you never got into Twitter.
No, I mean I have one, but I don't follow anyone on it, and I post. I don't even know how to do it. You know, like yeah. I don't know how to communicate with. I just don't know. I'm a Twitter tard.
But you can do very simply. You can. Associate Facebook with Twitter, so when you post on Facebook, it'll post the same thing on your Twitter account. You can do that. And then
oh, right,
you don't
right.
have to
well,
do
I
twice.
Did that in the reverse. So if I post something on Twitter, it goes to my Facebook.
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. You can do that, too.
But I just, you know, it's so stupid. I'm not into it. I barely am on it. And I have, like...
Yeah. I know a lot of people feel that way, but,
yeah.
you know, it's...
I'm not
it's
following anyone either. I have nobody. I don't like the idea of following people. I feel like a stalker. I'm not going to follow somebody. I just don't like Twitter. I don't like it.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't. I'm not crazy about it, you know, but it's a good way to reach a lot of people, you know, without having to friend them first.
Yeah.
You just kind of write something and everybody sees it, you know.
Yeah.
But
does everyone see it? That's the thing. They're like, I'll never see anything anyone posts because I don't check. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. That's the thing. I think that's the moral of the story. I just don't care.
Don't give
even
a shit.
Even Facebook, I rarely go on the actual wall where you can see what other people post. Like, I just don't fucking care.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I know. A lot of things are really, really boring that people
yeah.
post on there. You know, I mean, enough is enough already.
Yeah. But you sometimes, know? Like, if somebody posts on my wall, and then I'll go to theirs, and I'll be like, oh, that was funny. Like, you know, uh-huh. like that.
I know, but it seems like when I post serious things, people don't really comment. So
really?
I try to put funny things on.
I
there,
feel like that's the only time. It's got to be something super serious or super ridiculous.
Really?
But if it's business,
uh-huh.
they don't usually like live in the studio. Yeah. Tune in. They don't really, you know, comment on that stuff.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a huge guest star role on a TV show that they know, you know, then it's
yeah.
like, oh, 50 people
but
like it.
But you would think, you know, about commentary on the news and stuff like that, you know, and links and all that, you know, not a lot of people get into it. But I think it's also because people expect certain posts from certain people, you know. So like if you know somebody's into politics, then you always expect them to post politics.
Sure.
And you assume that they know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to... I don't know. I have
yeah.
one friend who, like, God forbid you post something he doesn't agree with. He will not only comment on it, but he will, like, I mean, it'll be a fight. You know, he'll post, I mean, 50 comments under it, just kind of saying, this is why you're wrong. But I mean, just really.
Really?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that just has to always be right. And it's like, I don't care. It was a joke. Leave me alone. Get off my Facebook, you freak.
There's a lot of freaks out there, man. You don't
teasing.
Know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So do you do Black Friday?
Do I do
all
Black
Friday?
No, I mean, I stay away as much as I can. You know, it's hard for me to handle a lot of crowds.
I know, me too. I'll go crazy.
You know, with the parking and everything, that is crazy. You know, we went to the mall over the weekend, and it was pretty packed, too. And I was kind of going crazy, you know, but we had to go. You know, I wanted to buy some clothes and everything. So we went there, but I'm not crazy about it. Although I love the holiday, the festivities at the mall and things like that. You know, I mean, it feels really cool. But to have to fight all these crowds and stuff, it just makes me stressed.
Yeah.
You know, totally stressed out.
No, I'm the same. Like, I don't like to shop to begin with, you know, unless it's for me. I'm just kidding. No, but even that, like, I really don't, you know. And if I do, like, I just like it as empty as possible. You know, I want to be in and out. I want to try my stuff on. I don't want to have to wait in line.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually, I guess, for these Black Friday things, it's huge deals.
Right.
So I was, like, checking
there are
out.
Some good deals, you know, but, I mean, I don't think that I would stand in line
is it really
and fight
worth it,
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's worth it, you know. I mean, for some people, you know, if you get a TV for $500 less or something, it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so, and some people are willing to do it, and some people actually enjoy it, you know. I mean,
well, if you are, there are a few stores that are having big sales, apparently.
Okay.
I will not be at any of them, but Best Buy, Macy's, Radio Shack, Toys R Us, Staples, Office something, Walmart.
Office Depot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it. Office Max. I've never heard
of
it.
Oh, Office Max, yeah.
Target, and again, what else? Walmart, Office.
Yeah,
oh, Office Depot also.
Places.
Office Max and Office Depot.
Yeah, and they're also saying a lot of online deals as well. So you want to check those out. Although they usually call it Cyber Monday, but I was reading that there's some going to be some great deals on the weekend too.
Yeah.
So, you know, people might want to check it out. I'm not into shopping. Well, you know, I mean, we're Jewish, so we don't buy gifts for Christmas.
But you have Hanukkah.
There's Hanukkah, yeah. And here in America, you buy gifts for the kids, you know.
Right.
But in Israel, you don't. It's not a holiday, really, of gifts, you know.
But still, with Hanukkah, I thought you get like a present a day, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but that's an American tradition, you know. It's not really, yeah, not all over the world do Jews do that.
Oh, interesting.
It's just here. To sort of like, I guess, make the kids feel like they belong, you know, to leave them out.
What about like if you know, it's husband and wife and they're both Jewish and they, you know, each day they have a gift for each other?
They could. Look, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
You're just not into it.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though, buying gifts can be a real hassle, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, and it's just not as special either. If, like, if I tell you exactly what I want, just, you know, give me a gift card to Starbucks, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, then you get it. It's like, okay, thanks. I mean, it's just nothing special.
Yeah.
Unless, like, I don't want gifts unless it's actually something from the heart.
Yeah.
That you actually thought of. And I'm like, oh, my God, this means so much.
Yeah.
You bought me a necklace and it's...
So, like, a gift card won't do it for you, huh?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if it's a gift card to Coach,
money.
You know, or, you know, Armani, you know. Yeah. There are excuses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but, you know, I like special things that really come from the heart. You know, like a painting would be amazing.
Really?
You know, if somebody painted me something.
Oh, if they painted it for
you.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm artsy stuff. So, you know, if you make me something or a piece of jewelry that you made or get this. I've never, ever been given a piece of jewelry. From a guy.
Oh, my God.
Why?
Poor girl.
I know, but it's pretty sad, right?
Well,
I mean, I know chicks that get jewelry all the time. I'm thinking,
really?
Like, I never wear jewelry, but here's the thing. Like, I still want it, you know, just... I would like to be, you know, looked at as a woman.
Well, you got to get into a serious relationship first, you know? I mean, you kind of stay away from those.
Oh, baloney. Baloney. That's true. Guys will not buy jewelry unless it's serious.
Yeah, I mean, you know, would you?
I don't know. Like, those are the people... That's the one person I enjoy shopping for is if I'm dating somebody,
right.
I like to surprise them with something special. Like,
right.
I like to give something special. But I don't want them thinking that just because I gave them something special that we're something super serious. Why do we have to...
Yeah.
Why does there have to
don't
be that?
Don't you dare think I'm serious.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's more of a friendship. You know, there's, you know, mutual friendship, chemistry. Like, we like each other, but... You know, I think a lot of guys think, oh, my God, if I buy a girl this piece of jewelry, she wants me to, you know, she's thinking marriage. Or,
yeah.
I'm like, screw that. No.
You avoid relationships. I mean, you know.
I don't avoid relationships.
No, I mean, like, serious relationships, like long-term relationships, you know.
Well, there's just,
you're not really
it's heavy duty.
Or you haven't met anybody, right?
Well, I have met a lot of people that are cool, but it just hasn't... I just go with the flow, or, you know, like, whatever happens will happen.
Yeah.
But
But you seem to, like, set a lot of rules for yourself, you know? I mean, it's like...
No, put it this way. I know what I deserve, okay? I used to say I know what I want. That's just not true when it comes to relationships. But it's also, like, I'm too young to, like, every time I say, oh, I know what I want, like, people are like, you don't know what you want. You're 24.
Doesn't that even
take you? So I don't say that anymore, but I say, I know what I deserve.
Yeah.
And, you know, most guys just don't, you know... And it's all actions. It has nothing to do with how they, you know, what they buy for me or where they take me for dinner.
Right.
It's actions and your words. Like, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. But have you said, I don't remember, did you say you've never been in love before?
Yeah.
Yeah, you said
dun,
that,
dun,
right?
Dun.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. Like, what is love? I mean, I love everybody that I've been in a relationship with.
Yeah.
I would say date,
I mean,
but that's
in love,
true.
Though, you know, when you
in
really
love,
want
no.
To be one with a person.
No,
you know?
I've never felt that.
Never have.
I mean, even like with my ex, you know, I loved him to death, and I will always still have, you know, love for him, you know.
Right.
I love him. I care about him. But, you know, like for me, the relationships that I have had, there were these relationships that maybe like I was never even really into the dude at first. Mm-hmm. He just fought so hard to, you know, for, you know, to be with me. And then so because of that, I naturally started to really like him, you know, and admire that. And
yeah.
So, like, throughout the, you know, relationship, there were times where maybe I thought, oh, my gosh, I could possibly be with this person forever.
Right.
And then I get freaked out by it, and I'd be like, no,
yeah.
not him.
God, I never tried hard with a woman. In other words, if I got rejected, that was it. The first time.
Really?
Yeah, fuck you, I'm moving on, you know?
See, that's my problem.
Because it's like games, you know? I don't like playing the games and stuff.
Well, not
you know?
Games, but here's the thing. Like, I think that's why none of the guys I've dated recently, like, none of it works out because... You know, if I'm used to a guy, if they really like me, to fight for me or not, you know,
right.
You don't have to go through a battle and like, but, you know, to work a little harder,
right.
You know. And,
but then they're taking a chance that they're going to be a pest, you know. I mean, if you don't show interest in the beginning.
Take the chance.
Oh,
take
okay.
Take the chance. I mean, I will reject you like
see,
no other
games.
If I'm not interested.
Those are games.
Well, no, it's just, I know, right. Because like my ex, like I truly was not into him, you know, in the beginning, but he like kept, you know, being persistent and that's like, he truly wanted, you know, he truly liked me.
Right.
That's why I just feel like people out here, at least, especially in LA, they're just more of like, they take whatever they can get, but if they truly like somebody, they won't fight. You know,
because, you know, I mean, you get tired of people playing games with you, you know, I
they're
mean,
not
the thing
games,
is, but they are, look, the thing is this, well, maybe, yeah, you're right. Cause if
sometimes.
You're not interested in them in the beginning, then you're right. You know, but it's not, but if a woman is interested and yet she still plays hard to get, that's a game, you know?
Yeah, that's too much of a game, too. Like, if I'm interested in a guy, I'm going to hang out with him, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if I like you, you're going to hear back from me.
Oh, okay.
You
well,
know,
that's
without
good.
A doubt. I don't play games. At the same time, though, girls do have to have, you know, I mean, they have to be careful. Because guys can, I mean, guys are tricky. You guys are crazy.
Tricky in what way?
You're just tricky. I mean, God forbid a girl has sex with you too soon because, you know, you got what you wanted and then you're gone. I don't know. Guys are just, it's hard.
Yeah,
every guy I meet,
is.
I have a different experience and I'm like, shit, I thought I figured you guys out. Now this, what the heck? And I'm used to dating crazy guys. So when I date somebody that's, oh my God, God forbid, like actually normal and pretty like level-headed, it's like, they think
it's
I'm crazy. Yeah, it's so weird. I'm just thinking all kinds of crazy stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Then finally, I just wanted to bring up this. This is not happy news, but about the Penn State thing. I guess there's new allegations against Sandusky from two more kids who are actually still kids.
Oh, my
you know?
Gosh.
The other ones, the other eight are adults now, but... They're
really?
Saying, that they're still under 18. So
what is going to happen then? I mean, he's going to go to court. What is?
Oh, yeah. He's probably going to end up in jail for a long time.
Wow.
You know, right now he was just arrested and then released on $100,000 bail.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and denied the allegations.
That's crazy.
But he's crazy when he was talking to reporters and he said, I enjoy kids and everything, but I'm not sexually attracted to them, you know, which was like the wrong fucking thing to say. I guess his lawyer couldn't believe that he said that, you know, because that would incriminate you no problem, you know.
Right.
Yeah. He's so fucking crazy. I mean, these guys, you know, they can't even get their story straight, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I know. It's horrible. Oh, horrible.
Oh, man.
Good luck, buddy.
Good luck, buddy.
Enjoy
yeah.
prison.
He's going to sit there for a long time. He's going to have a lot of time to ponder all the shit that he's done, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can you imagine? I mean, he was like, he was seen raping, you know, anally raping an 8-year-old boy.
Oh,
or
my
a 10-year-old
gosh.
Boy, you know?
What is this guy thinking? He's mentally ill.
Obviously.
Is he denying this stuff completely?
Yeah.
So I haven't followed up with the story. Wow.
It just says it was like horsing around in that, you know, but...
horsing around with his penis in that. Oh, my God. Give me a break.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That is so terrible. I mean, you totally screw up a kid for the rest of their lives, you know?
I know. Oh, my. I mean, can you imagine? Like, I just...
The mind is just not ready to handle this kind of stuff.
No,
you know?
No. And, like, I can only, like, sex cannot be, relationships in general for a kid that was abused like that can never be normal. Like, I think, like, it would just be so weird to me. I'd feel, it's just odd.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know.
Horrible.
All right, Steph, well.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To everyone.
Yes. Don't eat too much, but. You know, what the hell, I don't care. Eat as much as you want.
Yeah, gain at least 2 pounds.
Yeah. So all of you have fun, and we'll see you Friday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.